fake jury duty. This is how you beat him. Everyone tries to get out of jury duty like it's a big pain in the ass, but it's honestly the easiest way you can make a difference as a single human being. If you take jury duty and it's any kind of bullshit crime, any kind of, you know, drug possession, any prostitution, any victimless crime, anything that's none of your goddamn business, and you just say not guilty. If it's any kind of IRS bullshit, any .09 DUI, come on. You say not guilty. If it's any kind of class action lawsuit where some douchebag, her kid died in some weird fashion and she deserves compensation because there was no warning on the box that if her kid swallowed a Lincoln log sideways that he could have a bad day. So she wants $8.5 million because nothing spells relief of loss of a loved one like $8.5 million. It's just the principle of the thing.
Yeah.
Sue for a buck. It's about my baby. Swallowing Lincoln logs is terrible. Not guilty. Is what I'm saying? No matter how guilty they obviously are. In fact, the more guilty they obviously are, the funnier it is when you say not guilty. A guy can be guilty as shit and sweating, big shaky crackhead, and making up lies, yanking rabbits out of his ass for the judge. No, Your Honor, I was down in Columbia. I was in Columbia because I had to take a landscaping job for a weekend through a temp agency. I was a Kelly girl, mowing lawns. But down in Bogota, you got to work naked for some reason. It's a weird custom that they have, but I didn't want to complain. I needed the gig, man. My rent was due. So I was bending over to pull start that lawnmower, and all of a sudden, a small, dart-headed frog that's indigenous to the area, it sprung out of the shrubbery, and it went fa-foof right into my rectum. And then I went delirious from the toxins in its skin. I blacked out, and the next thing I know, I'm walking through customs with a condom full of coke in my colon. And you say, same thing happened to me, not guilty. And then you go do bumps with the guy.